This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Michelle Norris, and it's time now for your comments. We spoke yesterday with a California state assemblyman about his state's practice of destroying parole files 1 year after the end of a criminal's parole. Patricia Kalupka from Montrose, Colorado, has a suggestion to preserve those files. She writes, I work for a small regional hospital in western Colorado. We have approximately 100,000 patient registrations each year, averaging 8,300 per month. We collect and store the data on all these patients and maintain it for a minimum of 10 years. Perhaps the California legislature should contact their local hospital to learn how to collect and store records so they may preserve the records of sex offenders rather than burning them when their file cabinets get full.
We received a number of emails in response to Ken Fisher's commentary on internet pop-up ads. He's the editor-in-chief of a tech website called Ars Technica, and he argued for web users not to block the ads because he says it's bad financially for sites like his. Well, Ralph Cox of Houston writes this. The real reason that users block ads is that websites make little or no effort to ensure the ads are safe and reasonable. Before users can be expected to allow ads, there must be zero risk.
That guy who just tried to guilt me into not blocking pop-up ads has it all backwards, adds Joe Sanford of Venice, California. If, as this commentator suggests, there are websites out there who are entirely dependent on advertisers who insist on pop-ups despite the public's clearly understood opposition to them, then I say good riddance to them.
And John Lockney of Philadelphia says this. Yesterday's bit about ad blocking on websites got me unholy angry, to say the least. I pay more than $10 for a movie, and I have to see ads. I get on a bus, and I see ads. I use the bathroom at bars, and bam, ads. I can understand getting or doing something for free and being subjected to advertisements, but when I'm paying good money for something, and I'm forced to watch ads, you can bet your rear end I'll try to block every single one of them when I'm on the internet.
Well, if we've made you unholy angry or provoked a question, drop us a line. Come to npr.org, go to the bottom of the page, and click on Contact Us.